Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name in this house, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, we thank you. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone who's tuning in right now. Welcome to the Spoken Word Church here in Spanaway, Washington. We welcome you on behalf of our pastor, Daryl R. Simmons, and our First Lady, April Simmons. We bless you and we thank you that you are here to worship and pray with us. And we pray that God will touch you where you're at right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for this day, Lord, this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you that we can come into your house today, Father God, and get a word or receive a word from you, Lord, that will take us up to a higher level in you, God. Father, we draw close to you, Father God. We draw near to you that you may draw near to us, oh God. And we thank you that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ right now, God, that heaven is open for us, for your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we declare that your word is going forth from this house, God, all around the world, all around this nation, Father God. We pray, Father, for our government officials, Lord. We pray for the president of this nation, Lord. Touch his heart, Father God. Lead him in the way that he should go, Father God. We pray that the people around him are blessed people, Lord, and speaking into his life, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for our pastor, Lord, Daryl R. Simmons, the shepherd of this house, God. Lift him up, fill him up, Lord. Anoint him tonight, today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, and our families of this house, God. The children of this house, Lord, I pray divine healing and protection, Lord. Whatever it is that they're going through, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have the answer in your Son, Jesus Christ, the healer of all, Father God. And we thank you for this healing. By his stripes we are healed, Lord, and we receive that healing right now, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, we pray over those that are going through mental issues, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against those things, Father God, that are coming against your people, Lord, speaking accusations against your people, Lord. We say that Jesus Christ is our advocate, and he is speaking good things for us, Lord. He is the defender of the truth, and we are your children, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that is going, that's about to come forth today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, for those that are married, Lord, marriage, go God, hallelujah. You said, Father God, that for this reason, this man shall leave his mother and father and be united to his wife, Lord. For marriages, oh God. We lift every marriage to you, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that they are one with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Walking in your divine protection, Lord. We thank you for them. We thank you for the children, Lord, for the children of these families, God, that they are being brought up in the way that they should go, Lord, and that they are being a witness to their friends, oh, God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you today, Lord, and we just give you all the honor and all the praise, and everyone says amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Well, right now, we're going to go into our canopy of protection, our Psalms 91, and we thank you, hallelujah, that as we read this psalm, that the words of this psalm will just permeate in your soul, your spirit, soul, and body, amen? Amen, let's read. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise his holy name. Let's give God a hand praise this morning. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you today for your love and your kindness. Amen. Let's give the man of God a hand praise. Amen. Our only beloved brother Herrera. Hallelujah. As I said before, you can pray for us and you can pray for me any day in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you today. Amen. I come before you wanting to share with you. You can take your seats just for a moment. Those of you who are watching today, welcome once again. We love you. We don't take it lightly that you're tuning in today, and we pray that your hearts will be blessed today. We pray that you are anticipating, amen, God, to speak a word into your life today. And I love James. He hit the mark when he said, I'd rather you be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word, because what we understand when we don't put the word in action, there is no change. But when we put the word in action, come on, somebody, God's word is guaranteed to bring change. And that's the reason why we can decree and declare that our life, hallelujah, is better for it today. And I can say that I am doing better, because change, we know, hallelujah, comes with the word of God. So if you would, I'm going to ask that you all would turn to me before our man of God come to give us a word today from the Lord. I'm going to ask that you would turn to Psalms 146. I thought this was so awesome this morning, how when I was reading the word of God, you know, how God reminded me how awesome he is and how exclusive he is to what maybe many people have chosen, and I call it the little gods, you know, the gods who they may turn to. But God reminded me that he is the only God who is mighty. Amen. He's the only God who is all powerful. He's the only God that's all knowing. And so he reminded me today, and I have come to remind you, you know, I love to give an encouraging word. Amen. Because God has called us to esteem one another and to esteem another more highly than ourselves. So I want to remind you today of God's greatness. Amen. Go with me to Psalms 91, and we want to help each other today. And I'm going to read this in its entirety. It says, Psalms 146, starting with verse 1. It says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord with all of your soul. He says, let you come and praise the Lord all of your life. I will sing to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princesses, in human beings who cannot save. We know that only God can save. He gave his only begotten Son, who have given us the opportunity to have life. Amen. And we're talking eternal life. He says, when their spirits depart, they return to the ground. Oh, that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose help is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, he reigns for all generations. Praise ye the Lord. I am here to remind you today that there is only one God. There is one God who is maker of the heavens. He's maker of the earth. There is only one God, hallelujah, who created the seas and everything that's in the sea. There is only one God who can feed the hungry. There is only one God who can take care of the oppressed, who can take care of the homeless, who can take care of the weary. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. There is only one God, hallelujah, who can watch over the foreigners today. There is only one God, hallelujah, who can heal those who are sick in their bodies today. There is only one God, hallelujah, who can make provision, hallelujah, where there is no provision. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Come on, somebody. Y'all got to praise God with me today, because he is reminding us, no matter what it is, he's already worked it out. No matter what it is, he's all powerful. No matter what it is, hallelujah, there is an answer. Hallelujah. There's always a solution. Hallelujah. In the word of God, considering our situation. So be encouraged today. Hallelujah. That God sits on the throne. Hallelujah. That he is a God who can change circumstances if we would just seek his face on today. He says, seek and ye shall find. I love him today for that. Seek no matter what it is. Hallelujah. He has given us an answer to our situation today. So my beloved, be encouraged today that God is who he says that he is. And he is truly a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So those of you who are obedient to his word, know that your reward is near. Know that your reward is near. He is faithful, hallelujah, to his promises today. And I give him praise, and I give him the glory, and I give him all of the honor. Hallelujah, because he is God. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise as our man of God comes up today. Our beloved Pastor Daryl Simmons. Hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah. To God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with all my soul.
Bless his
and
holy
and with
name.
All that is within me. Bless Amen. His holy name. In Amen. The name of Jesus. Jesus. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and give God a shout of victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give him victory. We give him honor. We give him praise because he is so worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for lifting us up this morning. We thank you for breathing into our nostrils today. God, we thank you because you are the lover of our soul. And God, we thank you that we're able to come into your sanctuary to lift up holy hands, to praise you, God, freely as we know how. So, Father, we ask that the heavens be opened unto us, and that we receive the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God, let your people know that you are for them and what can be against them. God, we say that your word go out to accomplish that which is set out to do, and it shall not return to you void, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your people know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and that every tongue that tried to rise shall be condemned, says the Lord of hosts. And God, we know that you are answering divine healing for the body that need, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're able to bring every bone and every sinew back in alignment according to that which you have made in your own image and in your likeness, God. So we declare healing come forth. We declare deliverance come forth. We declare joy come forth. We declare might come forth. We declare your power to come forth. We declare your word, God, to do what it says it will do, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you this morning. It's in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our life-changing, wonderful maker. And his name is Jesus, who is the creator, along with his Father, who has given him all power and authority, has been given into Jesus, the Son of the living God's hand. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to say unto you this morning, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. All right. Amen. You ought to know that Jesus is yours. He's a personal savior. Amen. And that you want to stand for his righteousness and his glory and continue to follow the path that he has set before you, in the name of Jesus. I want to sing. I want to go with me, if you can, go with me to the book of Psalms 96 this morning. Amen. You're marvelous and beautiful and wonderful in the sight of God. And those that are tuning and listening this morning, we challenge you to come into the worship service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Know that God has moved all hurt, harm, and danger out of your way. He says, straight is the way that leads to righteousness, and wide is the road that leads to destruction. God does not want to destroy. He does not want to tear down. He wants to build you up, because he knows there will be days where the seas will rave and the winds will blow. But when it beat up on you as a Christian, as the house of God, you will be able to stand, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand for his glory and his righteousness. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless them this morning. In the book of Psalms, the 96th chapter, the first verse, and I'm going to read this from the NIV. Would you stand, please, for the reading of the holy written word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How many know that God will never lay down on you? Because the word of God says he nor sleep nor he slumbers. Amen. He doesn't lean over. He's always up watching over our souls. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. It says, sing to the Lord a new song. Whatever's on your heart, whatever may be bothering you, whatever situation there may be, you can sing unto the Lord a new song, in the name of Jesus. Do you hear it? He says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all ye earth. Sing to the Lord and praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Do you see that? We proclaim the salvation of the Lord day after day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then it says, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of his praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Do you see that? He is to be feared above all gods. Say, he is to be feared above all gods. Say it again. He is to be feared of all God, because he has the might. He has the power, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at what it says in the name of he says. 5, for all the gods of the nation are idle, but the Lord made what? The heavens. Do you see that? Verse 6 says, splendor and majesty are before him. My, my, my. Strength and glory are in his what? Sanctuary. So do not forsake the assembly of the body of Manasseh, because he says splendor and glory is where? In his sanctuary, in the house of God. God wants you to enjoy his splendor. He wants you to enjoy his glory, and he wants you to come into his sanctuary to give him praise, to give him honor, and to magnify his holy name. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus this morning. Glory to God in the splendor, in his glory, in the sanctuary of our Lord. Amen. You may be seated this morning in the presence of a life-changing, wonderful King. I love this when he says in verse 6, splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. You know, strength, as we have learned according to Scripture, strength is not to show that you have power. Strength is not to show that you have the might. Strength is for you to serve, and to serve a King of King and the Lord of Lords. He says splendor, strength are in his where? Sanctuary. It's something about coming to the house of God. It's something about you knowing that when you come to the house of God, that everything is going to be all right. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Everything will be all right. I just need to get to the house of the Lord. Even Jesus said in himself, he said, if you were looking for me, don't you know that I'm about my Father's business? Coming to the temple, coming to the sanctuary is very important. That we come to the sanctuary, amen, and that we come to the sanctuary to praise God. We come to the sanctuary to give him praise. We come to the sanctuary to give him honor. We come to the sanctuary to glorify God. We come to the sanctuary to give him praise and to give him honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And so this morning, I want us to continue in the process and in the understanding, breaking free from our past. When we can break free from our past, we can enter into the gates with thanksgiving and praise. Do you see that? We can praise God freely, openly, in spite of whatever happened to us in circumstances, in the name of Jesus. We come into the beauty of his holiness. We come to bow down before him. And when we bow down before him, he lifts us up, because he says he's the lifter of our soul. He's the lifter of our soul. And your soul should want to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. You want to be encouraged by the word of God. You want to live in the strength and the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So breaking free from the past is leaving all those things behind and standing and looking to the hills with come your help, and your help only comes from the Lord. Great is he and mighty is his name. His name is Jesus. He's the counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the everlasting, he's eternal, and he will never turn away. He will never go away. He will always be the lover of your soul, in spite of who tried to take you away, who tried to push you away, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to continue this morning, and I just want to share with you from the word of the living God that we will see examples of many men and many women in the Bible who understood that all odds were against them. All odds was against them. Their families told them that they would not be anything. They said that you are to curse God and die, according to the book of Job. But if we know that we have a God that we can trust, and that a God that we come closer to, intimate with, that we can understand the mighty hand of God. God's hand is so mighty. The Bible says God's hand is so mighty that it pulled down strongholds. You know what strongholds are? You can't see a stronghold. A stronghold is spiritual. Do you see that? But God's hand is so mighty that it can pull down the strongholds. In the spirit realm, there are wars in heaven. There are things that's in heaven going up against the believers, trying to manifest itself in the earth. But there are ministering angels just warring and warring and warring and warring that they may be encamped about you. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing will come up against you, because we have a God that continues to war for us. Do you hear it? You got to believe this God. And when you believe this God, you come intimate with him. You come into a more revelation of understanding the mighty hand, the power of God, what God is able to do in your life, how God is able to push back the darkness from your life, how God is able to separate you from things that's trying to tear you down and pull you down in life, because he's a righteous God and he wants his people to stand upright for his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. So as we can see this all through the Bible, and we won't have time to go through all of these scriptures, but in Genesis 37 all the way to Genesis 50, in your spare time you can read this here, but I just want to pull some things out according to Genesis 37 and to Genesis 50. And we're dealing with what we see here in the Bible. How Joseph, how many know that Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers? Do you hear that? He was sold into slavery by his brothers, but his father loved him more than the others. Do you see it? And they thought and they took it on themselves to say that God, the father, my earthly father, loved my brother more than he loves us. The Bible says that he made him a robe of many colors. He adored him with a robe of many colors. And the Bible says that the brothers got jealous of him. They despised him. But even did they know God was working some things out for their good in spite of what they see. How many of you know that people may despise you and hate you and ridicule you and talk about you, and you may feel down low and belittled, but God is working some things out for your good, not only for your good, but he's sending you before the people that they will have life and life more abundantly. Do you see what I'm saying to you? Glory to God. We talk about understanding the mighty hand of God. Joseph was up against this. He was sold into slavery. His father favored him. His brothers did not like him. And we have people that don't like us because the favor of God is upon us. When you are favored by God, that means God's mighty hand is up on you. And you shouldn't be shamed about the hand of God being up on you. You should be proud that the hand of God is on you. You should break forth and release yourself and walk into the victory and the glory of Christ Jesus in spite of what someone don't like about you. Glory to God. Even in your own family, God before you, and who and what can be against you. The favor of God is up on you because you serve him truthfully and rightfully in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. His father favored him. His brothers did not like him. God gave him dreams that he would rule over his family. When you see this, they say, "Who are you to rule over me?" See, it's not the rule over you to dictate to you, but the rule over you to save your life and make prosperity come your way when famine is on the way. Do you see it? See, God seen that something was going to take their family out and famine was going to kill their family. And God put him first to save his family. See, you are just not in your family just to be in your family. Some of you are the first ones that ever got saved in your family because famine was coming to your family and God set you up so they can have life and life more abundantly. Oh, glory to God. Revelation is coming around the corner this morning. We're talking about understanding the mighty hand of God. And see, the family didn't see what God saw. See, God see things that you can't see. God see things that I can't see. But I know that I'm going to stand the will of God because God's going to see it work out for my good and your good. Glory to God. His brothers plotted to kill him. His own family plotted to kill him. They wanted him dead because they did not like him. They wanted him dead because he opened up and said what God showed him in a dream, that he will rule over them. But needless do they know, they was talking about an earthly rule, a dictator rule, not the rulership that showed them the good, the right, and the respectful way of the Lord. Do you see that? And we deal with this right now today People don't want nobody to rule over them, not rule and dictate to them, but rule over them to show them the good, the right, and the respectful way of the Lord's doing, that it may be marvelous in what? His sight. Do you hear it? Oh, glory to God. So his brothers plotted to kill him. They sold him as a slave to the Egyptians. But he was the king's favorite. He was sold into slavery, into the Egyptians, but he was the king's favorite. Why was he the king's favorite? Because the mighty hand of God was with him. When he got into the king's house, everything that he did, the king's house became blessed. Do you see that? You are in positions, you go places, and the places are blessed because the mighty hand of God is upon you. Don't look around and say, in spite of what someone's not doing, in spite of what they're not giving me, that place is standing because you are there, and God's mighty hand is up on you to stabilize that place and to give you favor in the mighty name of Jesus. So quit looking at what's not happening and look to the Lord. Focus on God. Focus on the Lord. Keep your mind focused on the Lord. Look at what God is saying and not what the situation is trying to speak to you. How many know that situations speak loud in the name of Jesus? But God speaks louder. He has a mighty roar. He's a mighty king. He's a lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, God is good to us, and we love him for this. We love him for this. That's why when you get intimate with God, you can understand the mighty hand of God. See, God's hand is just not like any hand. God's hand is an unchanging hand. That means what God gives to you, God is not going to take it back. You can lose it because you don't do what God says to do it when he gave it to you. Glory to God. But he won't take it back because God is not a what? A call what? Engine giver. And I'm not talking about that in the respect, disrespect of anybody of that culture. He doesn't give back. He doesn't take back. He always going to give you more. He's going to give you more. He's going to increase you. He's going to increase you when you trust him and understand his mighty hand. So the king favored him. And the favor was upon him so much that how many of you know that favor can be upon you so much that other people can get jealous? See, in this story here, between Genesis 37 and Genesis 50, the favor was up on Joseph that he had so much favor with the king that the king's wife didn't have that type of favor. And she got jealous of Joseph. Do you see that? His wife got jealous of Joseph because Joseph had access to everything. The only thing Joseph didn't have access to was the king's wife. Do you see that? Because that is not God. God says, don't covet anybody else's wife. Do you see that? But he put him in charge of everything in the king's palace. He put him in charge of all the king's meals. He put him in charge to rule over those that was there before him. Oh, glory to God. How many of you know somebody going to be there before you? But when you step in there, the mighty hand of God is going to put you in charge. But you got to be ready. You got to stay humble. You got to stay meek. You got to have the power under control. God says, enter into the sanctuary with his splendor and his strength, that his glory will be in the sanctuary. Know that you are the sanctuary of God, and God's glory want to be inside of you. God's strength want to be inside of you. Don't lay down, just stand up. When you stand up, you walk right, you talk right, you look right, you live right, you breathe right, you move right in the name of Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? And so Joseph was accused by the king's wife. And after she accused him, the king, I believe, the Bible doesn't say, but I know that the king knew that something was special about this Joseph. See, many people are going to know that there's something special about you. But if they don't have the revelation and the intimacy that you have with your God, they just being introduced to your God. But see, you know your God. See, I believe that the king knew that God's mighty hand was upon Joseph, but he still fully wasn't persuaded.
because he let the people dictate to how he was going to handle Joseph from the lie that the wife had told. So they ended up, Joseph was where? Put in prison. Do you see that? He was placed in prison. And when he was placed in prison, he was forgotten about. They threw the keys away until they needed him again. See, people will throw the keys away. They will forget about all that you have done for them, all that the Lord has sent you to do for them, all that the Lord has positioned you to gravitate them and pull them out of the pit, the miry clay. They will forget about you the moment that they are settled on solid ground, so they think. They'll forget about you. They'll turn their back on you. And so he threw them in prison, and he forgot about Joseph. He forgot about him, threw him in prison. But God gave a dream to the king. He gave a dream to the king. And nobody else can interpret it, this dream. See, the king, somewhere in the back of his psyche, in the back of his mind, he remembered the mighty hand, first lady, of Joseph. So he began to remember that Joseph blessed my house. My house was not blessed until Joseph showed up. Do you hear that? See, I'm telling you, some places won't be blessed, Brother Jones, until you show up in your right mind and stand in the right place and speak what thus says of the Spirit of the living God. It won't be blessed. But the king in his psyche, the king in his mind, he began to understand that I know that there's someone that I have forgotten about. And the king had a dream. So Joseph was called to give the interpretation of this dream. See, people are going to remember you. But you got to get over this point. People are going to remember you, and they're going to reach out to you, because they know when they reach out to you, something's going to work out for their good. But see, you got to be bigger. You got to be bigger. As First Lady Obama said, you got to take the high road and not the low road. Do you hear that? So he called on the one that he threw in prison and forgot about. But see, he called on him. See, people going to call on you when you stand for righteousness and you speak the word of God. There may be people that are in bad situations. They're not going to call on their mama. They're not going to call on their sister. They're going to call on you because they know the mighty hand of God is up on you. They're going to call you. And when they call you, forget about the past and stand in your now so you can elevate things to the future. Oh, my God. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's right. Answer the call. Answer the call. Answer the call. Don't be afraid of the call. Don't be afraid of the call. Answer the call and forget about what they've done to you in your past. Just answer the call. And so he called upon Joseph to give the interpretation of the dream. And when he gave him the interpretation of the dream, guess what? They thought it was the king. They thought it was the king in the natural. But it was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that made him ruler over all when he explained the interpretation of the dream. The king made him ruler. But see, it was the mighty hand of God that positioned him to get back in the rightful place before he was thrown in prison. Because of the famine, his family had to flee. His family didn't like him. See, there are people in your family. There are people that's close to you. There's neighbors around you that don't like you. But there are people that need you because you are the very essence of the life and the living, breathing, Holy Ghost Spirit of God, that you're able to save them from destruction. But they don't know it. How many of you know in your neighborhood, there are people that you ride down the street. They never had a conversation with you, but their nose are turned up towards you in the name of Jesus. Do you hear that? But see, it's God that's going to break free. It's God that's going to set them free. Long as you stay in the posture of prayer, long as you stay in the posture of giving God the glory, you can speak to the neighborhood. You can speak to the situation. And your neighbor on the left, your neighbor on the right, you don't know what they're going to do, but they'll bring you something that God has already planned for you to have. You know when the situations is? And we're going to learn this in Sonship School of the Firstborn. Some believers are afraid to ask God for what they really need. They say, well, God, you already know what I need. Yes, he does. But God wants you to ask him for that which you want, which you need, and which you desire to have. Don't be afraid to ask God. Do you hear that? I'm asking God for more members. I'm asking God right now for piano players, drummers. I'm asking God for financial blessings. God, you already know what I need, but I'm asking you for it anyhow because I believe that you will deliver it. See, when your heart is fixed right, trusting in the Lord, which your heart is, you can ask him for anything. And when you ask him for anything, guess what? You're not going to ask anything that's outside of his will. Because your heart is fixed right and trusting in the Lord. Don't be afraid to ask the Lord for anything. God will open doors for you that no man can shut. And he will shut doors that no man can open. See, it's people that will come to you and say, God has delivered me, and I'm giving this all over to the Lord. I'm tired of being sick and tired. But the same way they say they're tired of being sick and tired, they're still tired, and they're still sick. Why? Because they haven't given over to the Lord. They're still stuck in the rut because they haven't given it over to the Lord. See, Joseph was in prison, and he settled the matter. He settled the matter. Okay, that's what you want to do. I'm settling the matter. I'm in prison. He wasn't even thinking about the king calling up on him. He wasn't even thinking about the king having a dream. But see, the king had to call him because the king couldn't figure things out for himself. Even though you may sit on the throne, but there's one that's higher than you on the throne. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? And that's who we bow down and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. In the name of Jesus. So he made him ruler. And when he made him ruler, he began to position things. He began to believe and trust that, know that God was for him. He began to understand that I know there's a famine coming. He began to know that his family will die in famine. But he positioned himself for this. Or you position yourself, because there will be some famine. There will be some days that you don't feel as though you should feel. But can you position yourself knowing that the mighty hand of God will pull you up from that time and that position in your life? Can you position yourself to know wherever God puts you through, he can bring you out of it? Can you position yourself? Position yourself for the strength of God. And so he did position himself. And the family had to come to Joseph in Egypt. They had to see what was going on. Go to Genesis 45. Genesis chapter 45. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Genesis 45. And let's pick the narrative up in the fifth verse. Genesis 45 and the fifth verse. Oh, glory to God. Understanding the mighty hand of God. See, the mighty hand of God is an unchanging hand. We're going to start at verse 1 in Genesis 45. And what I want us to understand, my brothers and sisters, breaking free from the past will liberate you. Because there's a lot of things that we hold on to And God doesn't hold on to those things. God has forgotten the things that we did against him. God has forgotten the things that we spoke about him when we didn't understand who God was. God understands that. And so we have to break free and know that God loves us unconditionally. He loves us so much, and you know the word of God, that he gave his only begotten son. See, when somebody give their own, that shows a sign of ownership and loving. They gave everything. Will you give your heart to the Lord? Will you expose your wounds to God? Will you let him heal you of the things that's haunting you? Will you allow him to entwine and weave through your situations and your relationships with husband and wife with husband, children with mother and mother with children, and father with son and daughter? Will you let God entwine himself to get deep in the matter, to pull you up? That's right, First Lady. To let him place you where he desires for you to be. Why are we holding on to things and saying that we can't do, when God says that you can do all things? See, you can't do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Our strength comes from the Lord. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom in the time of need. We need the Holy Ghost anointing in the time of need, because we just don't know what we need. My people, he says, perish for the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge of understanding who I am and my ability, that I cannot fail. I only can succeed. I made the heaven and earth, and all things therein was made by me. I created the light. I created the moon and the stars. I am the Lord thy God that's in the midst of my people, and I will never see them destroyed or dismayed. Prophesy to the four winds. Speak out and let God perform. Let your light so shine that men can see the good work that God has done in you and continue to do in you. Be what God wants you to be. He wants you to be a true son of God. He wants you to trust him in all his ways. God has never failed in anything that he has done, because there is no failure in God. In Genesis 45, in the verse 1, again, I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. It says, then Joseph could no longer control himself. See, you can't hold back what God has done in your life. You can't hold back the goodness and the understanding of the mighty hand of God. See, Joseph couldn't control himself. Listen to this. You got to let somebody know. And those that are not ready to hear, you got to put them out. Do you hear it? Don't be afraid. Just open up your mouth and say what God has said. He says, then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, have everyone leave my presence. Let everybody go. I don't want nobody around. There's going to be some unveiling, some unfolding. There are going to be some things that some people just can't handle. See, there's some things that you might want to share. There's some things that you might want to say, but some people just can't handle that. You got to make sure those in the room are ready to hear it. Because if they aren't ready to hear it, they're going to try to crucify you. They're going to try to talk about you. They're going to try to say you don't trust in God the way that you say you trust in God. You got to put them out. They got to leave. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Understand this thing. Don't be afraid to trust him. We have to trust him. It is our responsibility to show forth the mighty hand of God in this earthly vessel to those that are living amongst us that's really not alive. Do you hear it? And he says again in verse 1, he says, then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants. And he cried out, have everyone leave my presence. So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. See, some people is not ready to hear and know who you really are. See, some people will continue to hold you in your past. And see, that's why you got to break free from your past, because God gonna reveal you to somebody that's trying to hold you. My. There's a situation that's gonna try to hold you in your past. But see, God is ready to reveal you for who you are and what he brought you through, so somebody can know it's the mighty hand of God that made me, brought me, shaped me, and molded me to where I am now. Glory to God. So he had to put everybody else out. But now he's going to reveal himself to the same ones that sold him into slavery. Can you handle when somebody persecutes you, ridicule you, talk bad about you, lie on you, cheat on you, and say all kind of miscellaneous words about you? Can you stand before them and still reveal who you really are? Or will you lie down? But see, Joseph stood before his brothers. He broke free from his past. He had a lot of past that he could have been holding on to. His brothers didn't like him. They set out to kill him. He went to the king's Pharaoh house and blessed the house. The wife lied on him. He was put in jail and forgotten about. He could have held on to a lot of things. See, holding on to your past won't release the king that's inside of you. Let the king come forth and let him be mighty in your life. You are royal, and the king understands it. You must roar like a lion and have the bite of the Spirit of God. Joseph had to break free from his past. He revealed to his brothers, because his brothers didn't understand and didn't know who he was, even though they looked at him. See, some people can look at you right now today and don't know who you are. See, they look at you. Only thing they know is your silhouette and the color of your skin. But they really don't know whose you are. See, they was looking at their brother. See, when God does something in your life, he'll change your dress. He'll change your look. He'll change your talk. He'll change your walk. He'll change your finances. He'll change your car. He'll change your house. He'll change you and make you over again. Well, people won't recognize you. They won't recognize you. They won't recognize you. But see, it's no secret. You want them to know who you are. See, Joseph could have kept it a secret. But Joseph had to let them know, I want you to understand the mighty hand of God. God put me in this position, and I'm finna show forth his glory. I'm finna show forth his splendor. I'm finna show forth his might. This is your brother who God positioned to save your life. God sent me here to speak the word, to teach the word, to live the word, to walk in the word, that I may save somebody's life. Somebody gonna do better. Somebody gonna be better. Somebody gonna have more than what they had. Somebody gonna get healed. Somebody gonna get saved. Somebody gonna get delivered. Somebody gonna dance and shout. Somebody. Because God revealing who I am in him and who you are in him to them. Joseph could have kept this thing a secret. But he didn't do it. Joseph had to tap into understanding the mighty hand of God. Joseph had to break free from all the torment, all the challenges he had in life. He had to get over all of those things. Even his family, he had to forgive them and see the glory of God, that he may be better for the work that God had called him to do. See, some people can't get over. You just can't get over. You always want to stay under. Then you want to blame it. No, God says, get over it. He says, offense will come. He says, blessed are them that are not offended in me. You got to get over some things. You got to let some things go. You got to forgive some folks. See, there are people that's supposed to be in the life of spoken word, but they can't forgive. Because they're holding on to things, and it got nothing to do with me. It got nothing to do with nobody else but themselves. They can't forget about their past. Because they ain't been delivered. They haven't been delivered from their past. They're living in their past. See, Joseph had to reveal this of who he was. Do you see it in Scripture? I wanted to come alive to you. I want you to understand the mighty hand of God. In spite of what you may go through, in spite of who may put you in it, God will bring you out. And it's always going to work out for your good. It's always going to work out for your good. As First Lady taught us, fear the fear, face the fear. Don't let fear crumble you. But you got to be a team player. Who's on the Lord's side? I'm on the Lord's side. Who's on the Lord's side? You got to be on the Lord's side for this thing to work. You can't be two-faced. One foot in and one foot out. You got to be all the way in. Quit playing tippy-toe with the Holy Ghost. Just ask Ananias and Sapphira. They'll tell you. They didn't lie to the man of God. They lied to the Holy Ghost. And they dropped dead. See, the Holy Ghost knows us inside and out. He knows my faults. He knows my weaknesses. He knows my sorrows. He knows my pain. But I thank God that I'm able to reveal my sorrows. I'm able to reveal my faults. I'm able to reveal my pain, that I can show forth his glory. My, 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 my. There will be a day that people will sit beside you and say, where have I been? I have missed out on the glory of God. I didn't even know that God was in this place. See, when the word comes to change life. It comes to heal you. It comes to challenge you. But see, many people don't want to be challenged. They think a challenge is bad. But God challenged you so you can walk in greatness. He challenged you so you can put on the helmet of salvation. He challenged you so you know how to keep on your blessed plate of righteousness And your what? Belt of truth. And your foot shod for what? The preparation of peace. Because you got to walk in some places that ain't peaceful. Do you hear it? But peace be with you in the midst of all storms, my brothers and sisters. Do you hear this? And that's when you can understand the mighty hand of God. See, I'm understanding the mighty hand of God in spite of, I'm understanding the mighty hand of God. And when I'm understanding intimacy with the mighty hand of God, I'm going to show myself. Do you hear it? Don't hide yourself. Show yourself. Show yourself. Because when you show yourself to God, God say, whoop, that's not good. Let me clean this up. Oh, that's good. Let me polish this up and get them ready for the next level. My. Look at this. Are you still in Genesis? That's where we're going, back in Genesis. Verse 1 again. Then Joseph, are you hearing this on those that are tuning in? You have to listen to the Spirit of God that you may understand the mighty hand of God. I pray all around those that are tuning in, just don't tune in, come on in. In the name of Jesus, I know somebody hurt you. You was a musician and you got hurt. It's not they hurt you. You was hurting already. It's just like pain, inflammation. It flares up. But see, Jesus is the antidote to kill that pain. And you can get over it. You're a worship leader. Come on in and worship in this place. Yes, I'm asking you. Quit sitting at home and come to the house of God. We need men to come to lead. Men to come to show forth the glory and might as being kings as God says who you are. See, the thing about it, you cannot hide in yourself. Joseph could have hid and never revealed to whom he was, to his own brothers. And see, God wants you to stop hiding and come and reveal who you truly are, that he may be glorified and exalted in the name of Jesus. And then it says in verse 1 again, then Joseph could no longer control himself before all the attendants, and he cried out, have everyone leave my presence. So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. I am Joseph. I am Joseph. Is my father still living? But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were what? Terrified at his presence. They was terrified because what they had denied, what they had put down, God had exalted with his mighty hand. And Joseph was in a position that he could take their life. He can make an end state of everything right then and there. But see, if you can't forget your past, you will hold on to your past and then you will do something that God never called you to do. God says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Joseph could have took it upon himself and dealt with them in the wrong way. And they was terrified of what Joseph would do with them. Do you see it? And then verse 4 says, then Joseph said to his brother, come close to me. See, that's what Jesus wants you to do. Come close. Understanding the mighty hand of God, First Lady, he don't want you to be at a distance, Brother Rudy. He wants you to come close. Expose yourself to me. Come close to me. He says, draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. Do you see this? He says, come close, Brother John. Come close. Come close. Why are you staying so distant from me? Are you trying to hide something that I already see? I just want you to reveal it. Come close to me so we can deal with it. See, people think they can get away by staying away. God says, you might as well gone on and face this thing, you rascal. Because I'm going to get to the bottom of it anyway. Anyhow. So why are you prolonging it, you rascal? That's what he told to the children of Israel. He says, you stiff-necked, hard-hearted. You don't care about nothing I've done for you. You rascals, you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say, then, verse 4 again, then Joseph said to his brothers, come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother Joseph. Remember, he says, he revealed who he was. They still didn't believe him. And he had to say it again. But notice that he had to go back into the past to remind them, but he's not holding on the past. See, sometimes you got to go back in the past and remind people, I was out there on drugs. I was on the corner on a stoop drinking 40. I was selling this. I was this. But look at me now. Do you hear it? But God, don't be afraid to go back and say, I was, but look at me now. You got to be sure you're now who you are. Because if you're not sure you're now who you are, you can't speak about your words, because your words going to take you back. And you never stay in your now. Hello, somebody. You got to be sure who you are. Joseph was sure. He went back. Do you see this? Then Joseph said to his brothers, come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold to Egypt. I'm the one you sold. You sold me, man. Why you sell me like that? In other words, he said, man, you hurt me. You wounded me. Why are you, what do you think I should do to you? See, some people will hurt you so bad, and you will never want to give God any more glory and honor. That's how they come up with this word. And I'm still trying to get my mind wrapped around it, First Lady. And God has shown me, but I got to make sure. People say these things. Church hurt. Church hurt. That's the question. What really is the church hurt? Some say church hurt can be this. I was in the church and the deacon said he was going to teach me, and all of a sudden the deacon want to carouse me. And when you go to the leadership turned their back on what I said. That's not church hurt. That's leadership fault in wrong standing. Not to expose that which is wrong. Do you hear it? The same essence as the story of the Bible. When the Pharisees said the woman now, they brought her to Jesus. You know the story. They brought her to Jesus. And said, Jesus, this woman is committing adultery. What do you do about it? Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, the greatest teacher that will ever live, and he's still alive now teaching. That's why we can speak about this right now. Stone her, as Moses said. Jesus said, you without sin cast the first stone. No one without sin. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's God's glory that keeps us alive from our sin nature. But notice this. When people want to see someone go down, they're only going to bring one that was in the act. The Bible never said. I only can imagine in my Holy Ghost imagination, Jackie, that the man that she lied with or were lying with was standing amongst them in the crowd. Point the finger. But notice that they never called his name. But they pointed at her. They wanted to stone her and kill her, destroy her. As I have learned, 1 + 1 = 2. That's right, it takes 2 to tangle in that magnitude. So where's the other? The other is not being exposed. But see, Jesus and his infinite wisdom, he says to her, go. Go. And sin, singular, not plural. Go and sin no more. He said to her, go and do this particular act no more. But he know that we will sin knowingly and unknowingly. But he says specifically, don't do this act again. See, there are some things that God has told us not to do again. And we do them again and again and again and again. But guess what? He's a loving God to forgive us of all our sins. Do you hear it? Glory to God. I don't know why I went there, but that's where we went. In the name of Jesus, amen. It's the Holy Ghost power. When he move, I move just like that. There's no question to his authority. I'm only a vessel being used by God. I have no infinite wisdom. I go by the wisdom of God and the Holy Ghost power and his anointing to do and to move and to say what only he says to say. My. Are you still with me? And verse 5. And now, do not be distressed. And do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here. Why? Listen to this. He said, don't be angry. Don't hold on to what you did. My God is an awesome God. God has done some marvelous things, and I got to reveal to you what he has done that you thought was wrong. My. See, many people think because we're on a backside in a storage place, built it out, that we're wrong. No. I want to help you right now. I want to help you right now. When you can get over that, and you can reveal who God is, then you will see God's mighty hand. You will move in his glory. You will move in his power. And you will move in his strength. So get over that. I'm here to tell you right now. Look at this. My. Look at this. And now, verse 5, do not be what? Distressed. Don't be distressed. And do not be angry with yourselves for selling me. For selling me here. Why? Because it was to save lives. Oh, mama, sakare korobo koranda. We are here because to save lives. Do you hear it? Because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you to save lives. See, you had to be first. You had to be rooted. You had to be grounded. See, God plucked up that which was not rooted and which not was not grounded. So God's sending you to see if you're rooted and you're grounded. And when you're rooted and grounded, you're going to be able to stand and save lives. Not easily moved. Are you receiving this? This is the real deal of God. It's not fake, it's not phony, it's truth. And so he says to save lives. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land. And for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping. He say nothing coming out the soil. Nothing's coming out the soil. See, there are many people, lies that nothing will grow until you make sure you're in the right position. You got to go before them. You got to stand before them. You got to prepare the way for them. Do you see this? Look at this. He said, plan. And here it is. Here it is, first lady, verse 7. What did it say? But God sent me ahead of you what? To preserve you for a remnant. A remnant is not left over. Remnant is a small portion thereof that can be used mightily by God on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then it was not you breaking free from your past. It was not them. It was not the person who, it was not them. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. You're not here by circumstance or happenstance. It's not of a coincidence. When you understand the mighty hand of God, you would know God has purposed you here to give him glory and to give him honor. But see, we look at everything in the natural, never understanding the spirit and the right hand of God. And we don't hear the spirit of what thus says of the spirit of God. And you know the Bible says he is not predicated upon male. It's predicated upon male and female. He who hears what the spirit says, he who hath ears, let them, male and female, hear what the Spirit of God is saying. God is speaking and you turn your ears off. Now, I watched a spiritual show, me and First Lady, and her brother Nick, who was here with us from Florida. I watched the show, and they was looking for talent for a community worship. And it was amazing to me that one of the young girls, 15 years old, her tenacity and trust in the Lord was so powerful and mighty. She was so afraid and fearful until God delivered her and showed him his mighty hand. She only had 50% of her hearing. And she was with people that worship, and she had never done it before on that magnitude. See, there are things that you think you can't do on the magnitude that God wants you to do it. And she only had 50% of her hearing. And we got both ears to hear. And we still won't do. That goes with not really understanding and trusting the mighty hand of God. She began to tap into But God gave her the tapping tool. God gave her a technique where she tapped her wrists to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. See, whatever it is that God gives you, He will give you what you need in the time of need. You just got to do it in spite of how funny it feels to you. You have to do it. You must do it. There's no room for you to fail in not doing it. And so he says, my. Verse 8 as we begin to descend. So then, it was not you who sent me. See, I didn't come here because of you. You didn't come here because of me. You came here because of God. I came here because of God. See, there may be some to try to pull you out of what God has sent you to do. Even your own mind and your own thinking try to pull you away from what God has anointed you to do. And you must understand the mighty hand of God. The thing God wants you to do is bigger than you. If you can do it in your own strength, we don't need God. I can't do this. I can't grow this. I can't stretch this. I can't make anyone come. And my first lady, my pastor this morning said it. You can't make nobody do nothing. It have to be out of obedience to God and worship. It is unto God. It is unto God. So then it was not you who sent me, but God. He made me what? Father to Pharaoh. Listen to this. Lord of his entire. Not a portion. Not a portion. See, God wants you to be the whole thing. He wants all of it for you to rule, reign. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler. Ruler. Of all Egypt. Do you see that? Ruler. Ruler. See, God ready for us to rule. In the mighty name of Jesus. But are you prepared to rule? Breaking free from your past. Understanding. God did it for purpose. And God is going to get the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's give the Lord a hand praise. May God enrich you. May God bless you. May he keep you and shine his ever-loving light upon you. And if you are listening, I pray that the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart. And if you're not saved, God understands that you can be broke free from your past to hurt. He says, enter into my gates with thanksgiving and praise. He said, call upon me and I will answer. See, God is waiting for you to make the move. So I say to you, if you're not saved and haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I stand with you in the glory of God that you say with me, dear Lord, I am a sinner. I believe in your Son, Jesus, who died for me, who stretched his arms open wide on the hill called Calvary. He was bruised for my iniquity, and by his stripes I was made whole and healed. I received Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. I invite him into my heart and into my life to lead me in harmony and unity to be one with the Father. If you have done that, we salute you. We pray for you. And delight yourself in the Lord. And if you have done that, now you need a place where you can learn about the one that you received. We invite you here at Spoken Word to be a member of the church, to grow in the beauty of his holiness. If you have turned your back on the Lord, God says that he's married to the backslider. Just slide forward into the grace of God and trust him in a mighty way. If you have been in church and now you're not using your gifts for the kingdom of God, there's room here for you to grow and to expand in the calling that God has upon your life. We want you to be a part of what God is doing, that we can reach souls in this community. Together, we can stretch forth our hands. We can move together that we can heal those that need to be healing. We can give unto many that are in need. But we need you to partner with us. To partner with us, we ask that you go to our website. That's www.jcswm.org. And if you desire to be a member of the church, we have e-join. You can email us. You can text. We'll reach out to you. Because all have a desire to be saved and come into the knowledge of God. God says he wished no man perish. And we all long for something. But Jesus is the only one that can satisfy your longing soul. If you're empty, let him fill you. If you're confused, he says he's not the author of confusion. If there's darkness, he says, I am the light. So we give him praise, honor, and glory. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Amen.